few people can eat my pie. This pie is a mix of experimental dance and popped music, collaged together with your mind in mind. And it's just one pie among many. This, of course, is Kill Radio, and I'm Bennett. Welcome to the Chill Room.
Yeah. so much time writing it. And I just listen to the sounds around me. Festivals, I go, as you may have noticed, I go religiously to every single one. It's my one opportunity to hear music. And for the most part, I enjoy everything. Last night I was, I didn't really enjoy the Branca piece. It wasn't because it was so loud. Because I can put up with the loudness. But I was, I felt negatively about the, what seemed to me to be the political implications. I wouldn't want to live in a society like that, in which someone would be requiring other people to do such an intense thing together. I've been thinking more about it today, but I really didn't like the experience. But as I think about it, I become more open to it. Not that I would embrace it, but At least I wouldn't forbid it. But this is, this shows how wide and how changed our notion of composition is. I have some difficulty with it. The Branca is an example of sheer determination of one person to be followed by the others. Even if you couldn't hear, you could see the situation. That is not a shepherd taking care of the sheep, but of a leader insisting that people agree with him, giving them no freedom whatsoever. The only breath of fresh air that comes is when the technology collapses. The amplifier broke. That was the one moment of freedom from the intention. But the moment that it was reinstated, the intention resumed.
But what is the difference? I mean, you also have always determined the goals. Even if you said it's going to be a non-goal for me, then it's also a determination that you have thought before you wrote the piece. But you defined your non-goal as goal also.
No, that's a misuse of the language. If you say that a non-goal is a goal, then you're using the language to defeat the mind. If I can't say non-goal, mean non-goal, instead of meaning goal again, then the language is of no use. I have a different attitude toward life than he is expressing. It's not the same. But we can both live. I don't think, though, that the image of that power and intention and determination would make a society that I would want to continue living in. But you like it, so I would like to hear more what is good about it. Would you want to live in such a society? I can't imagine wanting to live in such a society. It reminded, if say it was good intentions that he was expressing with vehemence and power, it would be like one of these strange religious organizations that we hear about, wouldn't it? It would resemble that. Or if it was something political, it would resemble fascism. In neither case would I want to be part of it. I much prefer the thinking of Thoreau, of anarchy, of freedom from such intention. That's how I feel.
No.
And I don't think by any means, any conceivable means, that Branca is a step in front of anything. He may be popular at the moment, but popularity is nothing. Because what is popular now is not popular tomorrow. All of those things change. Nothing is more fickle than popularity.
But it will never become popular music, this music.
It won't, but I thought it in the program it says it is popular, that he's a star and very successful. Didn't you just say
He's less successful than you are.
I don't know what that means. I don't know how successful I am. What I'm doing now is trying to find the next piece which I'm to write, and so far I haven't succeeded. The music which he played last night was not written.
Yes.
No one was reading it.
Yes, they had all stands, music stands with music.
I didn't see it.
Everybody has had a stand. It is rhythm music.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't see any music. Really? I must ask some other people. I must say I didn't see it. David Tudor's music now has to have David Tudor with it, otherwise it doesn't get played. And I think Branca is the same way. It has to have Branca. Laurie Anderson has to have Laurie Anderson. My music is quite different. I don't have to be present.
There has been a time also in which composers said and wanted to stay as close as possible with their own music.
Like the troubadours of the Middle Ages. Well, that's what these people are like. It's a return to the Middle Ages. But with the use of modern technology. In fact, it's the modern technology that makes it Moyen-Age. Because they make circuits and so forth, but upon which they become habitually dependent. And if the circuits don't function, the music collapses. It's very different from writing a music which can be used by a stranger, someone you don't know. Or at least you cut the, what's it called, the cord that connects us to the mother.
In Flemish it's called the navelstreng.
Yes, at least to cut that. There was a beautiful remark by Margaret Mead. Do you know her name?
Yes.
I knew her, and she said that now that we live longer than we did, that there's no reason why we should continue doing the same thing all the time. That we could change more than we thought was proper before. I always try to find something new.
The idea of newness is...
It interests me, yes. And if you want to say then that always wanting something new is the same thing all the time, then again, you're not using the language properly.
You were one step before me now.
But weren't you going to go there?
I won't tell you.
At least you opened the door toward that idea. I wouldn't mind becoming open to them. And that's why I say every now and then, can you tell me what it is that really interests you about them?
It has to do with non-communication.
Just being?
What are you doing walking a million miles from no place at this time?
One thing.
I was coming in here to book.
Were you going in this joint here?
Come
on, I'll buy you a cup of coffee.
Goodbye, dear.
Howdy, folks. Good to see somebody. Kind of late, ain't you?
Just be quiet. Yeah. Wasn't it?
What's going on, dude?
Yeah. I'll buy you a cup of coffee.
You hot or something?
No.
Not kind of late, ain't you?
Black coffee. How about you?
Same, I guess.
Oh, I'm sorry I frightened you, but... Hey, what's your name?
Eileen. Eileen Harrison.
I could use a little company right now.
Good to see somebody.
It's you.
Well, here you are. Piece of pie.
Oh,
I'm kind of late, ain't you?
Well, look.
Oh, well, I...
Well, look.
Piece of pie.
Huh? Oh, no.
How about the hamburger?
Just be quiet a minute, will you? Yeah.
Say, what's the matter with you?
I'm listening for something.
What?
It wasn't it.
Hey, what's going on, Bud?
Shut up, the two of us.
All right.
Well, look, I mean...
Oh, well...
Well, look, if you don't like me, you can always start to walk again.
Well, here you are.
I mean...
Oh, I...
No, keep your shirt on, you'll be all right.
I've...
That wasn't it.
What?
If you don't like me...
Piece of pie.
All right.
Well, here you are. Piece of pie, Bud?
That wasn't it.
Piece of pie?
Huh?
Pie? Piece of pie? Bud?
Huh?
Piece of pie?
Oh, no.
How about a hamburger? We got good hamburgers, you know. We got a...
No.
I don't want no trouble.
No, here, keep your shirt on. Just be quiet a minute, will you?
Well, I...
If you don't like me...
Right,
no.
But I...
Piece of pie, Bud?
Oh, no.
How about a hamburger?
No. No, just be quiet a minute, will you?
Why?
Yeah. Shut up, the two of you.
Sure, anything you say.
Listen.
Hey, mister.
Shut up. Listen, that must be it now.
What?
Piece of pie, Bud?
Huh?
Pie, Bud?
Oh.
Well, here you are.
No.
Sure.
What's the matter with you?
I'm listening for something, that's all.
What?
Piece of pie?
All right, thanks.
No.
Well, here you are.
Oh, just...
Well, I...
No.
I think I earned it.
No.
What's the matter?
Shut up, the two of you.
Sure.
All right.
Huh?
How about a hamburger? We got good hamburgers, you know.
Oh, be quiet a minute, will you?
Piece of pie?
No.
We got good hamburgers, you know.
No.
Piece of pie?
No.
Sure, anything you say.
I'm listening, that's all. Listen, that must be it now. That wasn't it.
Hey, what's going on, Bud?
What's going on?
I'm listening for something.
What?
We got good...
No. No, just be quiet a minute, will you?
Anything you say.
Why? Yeah.
What's
the matter?
Shh. Shut up. Sure.
There he comes.
Hey, where are you going?
What's the matter?
That wasn't it.
What?
What's going on, Bud? You hot or something?
No.
Bud?
Huh?
Piece of pie? Piece of pie, Bud?
Huh? Oh, no.
Bud?
Huh?
How about the hamburger?
No, just be quiet.
Why?
Yeah.
Bud?
Yeah.
You hot or something?
No.
What?
Oh, I'm a million miles from no place. That's all.
Yeah.
Oh, black coffee.
Yeah. There you are.
I could use a little right now.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Good. Bud?
Huh?
Piece of pie, Bud?
Oh, no.
How about the hamburger? Good hamburgers, you know. We got a...
No.
There you are.
Thanks.
Good.
Shut up.
Sure.
The two of us.
Shh.
Just be quiet a minute, will you?
Quiet?
Yeah.
Shh.
Shut up.
Say, what's
I'm listening.
Sure.
Oh.
Huh? I could use a little company right now.
Well, Hey, piece of pie, bud?
Oh, no.
How'd you know?
Huh? Oh.
How about the hamburger? We got good hamburgers, you know. We got a...
No.
Yeah. Piece of pie?
No. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No trouble. No, no. Keep your shirt on.
You ain't in trouble, are you? I don't want...
Be quiet enough. There he comes.
Hey, where are you going? What's going on? Too hot or something?
No, no. Car out there has been following me for the last 200 miles.
Yeah? How'd you know?
I know it. That wasn't it.
Well, what's going on?
I'm sorry I frightened you, but...
Piece of pie?
No. Black coffee. How are you?
Same. Thanks.
You're welcome. Well, look, I mean...
Oh, well, I've...
Well, look, if you don't like me...
I was coming in here to phone or something.
Oh, there you are.
Now, what have you got to lose?
Bud.
Well, look.
Well, I mean,
you can always...
I don't want no...
You'll be all right.
I don't want no trouble.
John, you'll be all right.
Piece of pie?
Oh, no.
Pie, bud?
No.
How about the hamburger?
Shut up.
Mister, you ain't in trouble, are you? I don't want no trouble.
John, I'll keep your shirt on. You'll be all right.
How about the hamburger? Piece of pie?
No.
Bud?
Huh?
Piece of pie, bud?
Oh.
How about the hamburger? We got
no.
Piece of pie, pie, pie.
Oh, just be quiet.
How about the hamburger?
Oh, just be
quiet. Piece of pie?
Oh, no.
Hamburger, you know?
Yeah. Here to keep the car. Go out and have it up the side entrance. I'll be waiting at the door. What have you got to lose?
All right.
Look, Eileen, go out and drive it up the side entrance. I'll be waiting at the door.
All right,
no.
But I just fell apart.
No, go on, I'll hurry. You won't hurt you.
Don't you want your change?
I'll keep it. And he kept following.
Hey, where are you going? Don't you want your pie?
Shut up.
How about the hamburger? We got good hamburgers, you know. We got a decent hamburger.
Shut up.
Piece of pie?
That's all.
How about the hamburger? Pie? We got good hamburger. Pie?
Huh? Huh?
The hamburger. Pie?
Oh, no. No!
We got good hamburger. Pie, bud?
No, no.
Yeah?
No!
Yeah?
No.
We got good hamburgers.
No!
How do you know?
I know it.
There you are.
No! Keep it!
Hop in. I'll slide over.
Thanks. Oh, no.
Howdy, folks.
Oh, no.
Now, just... Piece of pie, bud?
Look.
Bud?
Look. Now, just...
I don't want no trouble.
No.
Piece of pie?
No. Try to duck him.
What?
Piece of pie, bud?
Yeah.
What?
Try to duck him and he hung on. He kept following.
Well, same, I guess.
I look back.
Hey, what's the door?